Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has promised to find those behind Monday's fire at a migrants' detention centre which killed 39 people. This amid growing anger over a video circulating online which appears to show security footage from inside the centre in Ciudad Juárez during the blaze. Three uniformed people can be seen walking past without trying to open the door of a locked cell holding several men. The authorities believe the blaze was started by migrants who set fire to mattresses after discovering they were being deported.
To all of those people who died, the guards could have opened the gates because there was only a few meters between the gate that separated them from the migration officers. They didn't open the gate, leaving them locked in. The fire advanced and they didn't leave. They didn't help them because they didn't feel like it. The guards treat you badly.
Tensions are rising between Israel and its closest ally, the United States, over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's controversial plans to overhaul the judiciary. Following the biggest protests in the country's history, Netanyahu delayed the plan, and a second day of negotiations has been held with the opposition. President Joe Biden has urged him to walk away from the controversial plan. That prompted a defiant response from Netanyahu, who said Israel won't bow to international pressure. But he's now told a US-led democracy summit that he thinks a compromise with the opposition could be possible.
Israel and the United States have had their occasional differences, but I want to assure you that the alliance between the world's greatest democracy and a strong, proud, and independent democracy, Israel, in the heart of the Middle East, is unshakable. Nothing can change that.
The United Nations has adopted a landmark resolution asking the world's top court to define the obligations of countries to combat climate change. It was backed by more than 130 countries. The call for the International Court of Justice to provide advisory opinions on climate crisis was launched by the Republic of Vanuatu in 2021. The court's opinion will be non-binding but could help in future climate negotiations and lawsuits.